welcome to the second episode of Raid Radio. Thank you for downloading the show. Today I'm going to talk about some games like Final Fantasy XIII and Final Fantasy Versus XIII. Oh, and the console I'm going to buy this year. And by the way, my gamer tag is Raid11458 or just Raid. Raid on the PC and Raid11458 in my PSN gamertag. Now I'm going to begin talk about Final Fantasy XIII. Well, I don't know much about Final Fantasy XIII. Oh, there is a podcast who talk about these games procedurally. I think is FXN, I think is the name. So if you're watching this, probably the ones who are excited about Final Fantasy XIII would go to that podcast right now. I know. My podcast is a piece of shit. But I'm doing my best for now. Maybe next year. I do better. My internet connection isn't very good. That's why I don't make the things better than this. But I promise in the future will be better. Maybe next year, around February, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Final Fantasy XIII. I like Final Fantasy games. It's my favorite games of all times. But you know, these games are getting so much time to getting finished, and I'm more excited about Final Fantasy Versus XIII. That in case if you are more interested in Final Fantasy XIII, here it goes. Final Fantasy XIII will consist some spoilers. I think it's about people don't live in his original planet, Pulse. But yes, in an artificial satellite called Cocoon. The reason why the inhabitants of Cocoon is unknown, but it was referred that the planet hides very secrets and it's habitated by deadly creatures. Well, looks like his planets aren't a good thing. Maybe they move because of the creatures. I don't know. I'm not very following this develop, but maybe I will buy it in any way. In Europe, I think the release date is in March 10. I think it is. Well, the game is pretty cool anyway. I just love Final Fantasy games. I will play the game. It's cool. Well, let's continue. But Pulse and Cocoon have something in common. Crystals. It looks like the crystals are the entity of the great power, like gods. I think they are maybe summons like Final Fantasy XIII, Shiva, Odin, something like that. Crystals are represented with the title of Falsi. Apparently there's different types of crystal. The Falsi follow the will of the crystals. Also can point an individual guy to achieve a specified destiny. I mention it as focus. These chosen ones become known as LC, I think is what they are trying to say. you'll see, you see, I don't know them, and they are seen as enemies by the people of Kakun because they believe that their objective are destroying the satellite. Well, that's all I know about Final Fantasy 13. Now, but for Final Fantasy Versus 13, the story and ambience are dark, and that what excites me. It's a story of a prince wields the last crystal in the world and protect the crystal from murderers. At all cost. The prince is shy, but he hides it by acting cool. And there a blonde girl, I believe to be a princess, imposing the family of the prince. Maybe a spy. The prince wield the power of teletransport and various swords. I think also have a gun. Because I see in the trailer he take a gun and starting shooting the soldiers. Now, it's something we have to see. The gameplay of the game might be look-alike. It's going to be like Kingdom Hearts and Tears of Cerberus. In Versus 13 will be a modern ambience, but the mythology and magic will be the same as the series. The cutscenes are made by the guys who made Final Fantasy VII Advent Children. It's my most anticipated game of all times. It's a great game. I'm so excited about this game, and they are crushing my dreams. I hear there was a gameplay footage in TGS 2009. They showed a little of gameplay, and it pissed me off because it was all private and we couldn't see on internet. That's bullshit. Sorry. Well, the console I'm going to buy this year. I haven't decided between Xbox 360 and Nintendo Wii. Why? Because the Nintendo Wii have the Resident Evil Dark Side Chronicles, which was released in some days ago, and Castlevania Judgment. I love Castlevania too. And a 360 have the Halo series, Lost Odyssey. And my cousin is going to buy the console, maybe, I don't know, but it will be great because I'm going to move to France next year to play me and then play online. It would be good, it would be great. I know that Halo series and Lost Odyssey is some old games, but I'm not looking forward for the 360. I might probably going to buy the Nintendo Wii to play Castlevania and some Resident Evil. That also I have Resident Evil Umbrella Chronicles. That's some cool thing too. Well, I think it is for today. Yeah, it sucks. It's just only around 10 minutes, 8 minutes show. But if you are in a rush and listening to a podcast really quickly in the morning when you wake up, maybe you take this podcast and here when you are taking your breakfast or something, I think you, well, I'm being stupid. Well, see, thanks for listening and see you in some days. Bye. And no.